Blog Talk Radio.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that my help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he who keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Please put your hands together for JDI recording artist, Pastor Norman Hutchins.
You now concert. Something, yeah. God is up to something.
Your miracle is on the way. We'd like to welcome you to the Praying Prophet, the 1 hour that will change your life with his own, our own, Bishop Edward Newbin. Bishop, how are you doing tonight? Wait just a minute.
Great. Hallelujah. Great. I am doing great. Hallelujah. Praise God.
That's good. We're so glad to have you back with us. And you know, it's always a blessing to hear from the man of God.
Makes no difference what you're going through.
I'm telling you to get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. This is 1 hour of power, enlightenment, and empowerment for each and every one of y'all with our own Bishop Edward Newbin. Doesn't matter if you're high, if you're low, if you're rich, if you're poor. Whatever you need from God, just call in, and you're going to get it. Bishop, I believe that God's got a blessing with our name on it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God. And thank you, God. I've been getting phone calls all day, phone calls and text messages all day, today and yesterday.
Praise God.
Asking for prayer in Baltimore, which is only an hour away from me. Asking God that to touch the families that are losing their loved ones in the process of these demonstrations, people who are getting hurt on either side. I'm not taking any sides because this confusion is not the answer. God is the answer. This is striking news, what has occurred, and the people are responding. And the root issue of it is injustice, basically. It's basically injustice, socioeconomic injustice, racial profiling.
Amen, Bishop. Amen.
Injustice.
Amen.
On every level. So we have to give God thanks in all things. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Says, if my people, which are called by my name,
shall humble themselves and pray,
and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Our land needs to be healed. Hallelujah. Our sins need to be forgiven. and our land needs to be healed. You know, a lot of times when there are demonstrations, and then we have to see God all the time. But when the Lord moves and he comes in for revival, even of the church, somehow it gets translated into a civil rights movement. If revival will integrate the hearts and the minds of the people.
Amen.
But it
Amen.
Takes the Spirit of the Lord to do that. And it
Come on,
cannot
Bishop.
Be
Make
translated into a civil rights movement. There mm-hmm. are protesters that's out there. It's not just one race. There are also other races and other ethnicities that's out there because of the injustices that's in the land. And they're demonstrating. It's not just black people. It's people of all races that's out there. And that has to be known. And I see
mm-hmm.
parents that are taking up, even for their children, slipping out and putting on headgear and mask and all of that. One mother responded, and she beat her son all the way home. But I didn't
mm-hmm.
see you coming out here joining in on this stuff. So I thank the Lord for someone being alert. We can't jump on bandwagons and people doing things wrong, and we just join in like it's the new thing to do and don't know what spirit is operating in just for following. It's a spirit that's in the land to try to destroy the people. Father, we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name
Coming
of Jesus.
Coming to you as humble as we know how. Oh, moved by your spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us of our sins. Heal
yes.
the land. We're coming to you, only you. You have the answer. You are the answer. Give us guidance. Give us clarity in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind the devil. Bind the root cause of these circumstances in the mighty name of Jesus, asking you for your help, oh God. We don't know what we ought to do in the flesh, but you know what needs to be done in the spirit. Oh, we rebuke the devil right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal the hearts of the people, oh God. Touch their minds. Heal the liver set free right now. Oh, the bereaved families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The mothers that's crying, the mother that cried out, oh, God, for Freddie, in the name of Jesus. Freddie's mother, touch her right now, comfort her right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, touch and heal all those. Give them light unto their minds. Let them come to themselves. We rebuke the spirit of death right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we cast down the enemy of our souls. In the name of Jesus, we exalt Jesus, that he be glorified. Hallelujah. Moved by your spirit, oh God, that Jesus be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus. Touch those dear hearts, oh God, that call in for prayer, that's out in Phoenix, Arizona. In the name of Jesus. Touch right now. Heal the living, set free. Hallelujah. April Riley, in the name of Jesus. Stage 4 pancreatic cancer. We rebuke both kinds of cancer in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. Roy Farrell here in New Jersey. Satan, the Lord
yes.
rebuke you. Touch his body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those call out for special prayer. Marnicia Bell right now and her family. Touch your deliver. You know all about the situation. Send the blessing right now in the name of Jesus as we cry out unto you in the name of Jesus. I say thank you. Hallelujah. Touch the foster family in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. You know the situation. You know all about it, oh God. And you say now, thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch, heal, deliver the well-maker family. In the name of Jesus, throw your loving arms around him. In the mighty name of Jesus, he'll deliver. Hallelujah. You know all the answers. I speak peace right now to all of the minds through the branches of that family. In the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus. Oh, I say thank you right now for the Wilkins family out in Los Angeles right now to ask for prayer in the mighty name of the Ross family in North Carolina, in the mighty
Hallelujah,
name of
Lord.
The Smith family in Houston, Texas, the Henderson family in Minneapolis. Oh, Father, we say thank you right now. Hallelujah. Touch right now. He'll deliver and set free those that need jobs, oh God. We call jobs to right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for the means. Thank you for the opportunities. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch
in
He'll
the
deliver the
Jesus.
Finances right now. Calling in the financial blessing. Oh, the angel of finance. Hallelujah. Let money come to us. In the name of
money.
Jesus. From all directions. Oh, hallelujah. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, and all of the intermediaries, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Money cometh. Hallelujah. We need your help, oh God. Hallelujah. Solving situations concerning money. Oh, Father, we say thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those families are crying out for help. Hallelujah. For those that's on life support, oh, we say thank you. I speak life. For life is right, oh God. Oh, we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch, 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 touch. Hallelujah. Brother Tony, Deacon Tony, in the name of Jesus in South Carolina, we say thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Those families that have lost their children in Chicago, oh God, we say thank you right now. Heal, deliver, and set free. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you right now. Touch Jocelyn and her family, oh God. All of those that are linked with her, in the name of Jesus. Her family, touch them right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Show yourself strong, oh God. Hallelujah. Show yourself strong. Hallelujah. We know, hallelujah, that you know all about it. And touch every situation, hallelujah, that could benefit from your touch. Everything, everywhere. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Those that's on the mission field, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that left this morning, hallelujah, that's going on their mission to Liberia. We say thank you right now. Thank you for opening the door. Thank you for, I'm speaking protection over their lives. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke any illnesses all beforehand. Go before them, oh God. Hallelujah. Move by your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal the land. He is there and everywhere. Heal the land. We're depending on you. Hallelujah. We depend on you and not ourselves. We're depending on you. Hallelujah. Move by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch my mother in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her.
Yes.
Touch her. Hallelujah. It's only you can touch her right now. Oh, all in her joints. In the name of Jesus. Give her muscle strength in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, touch her mind right now, hallelujah, she is 84 years old, touch her in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, we're speaking that all is well right now in the name of Jesus, oh, we say thank you, Lord, thank you, hallelujah, thank you for every church door that's open in your name, those are gathering in your name, we give you praise right now. In the name of Jesus, that someone asking for direction today. Hallelujah. Show direction. Give direction. Open the doors for opportunity that will light the path. In the name of Jesus, let your word go before. In the word, the wisdom of your word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Light the path right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you. Thank you,
thank
oh
you.
God. Hallelujah. For you, God, our name on our blessing. We say thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. We give it all to you. Hallelujah. We be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, the honor. It all belongs to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our land needs to be healed. Oh,
Amen.
God. Thank you right now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
thank you,
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
God,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank
Lord
you.
Jesus. Yes, sir. Well, Bishop, I was saying that today. I say we need to pray for the land. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In spite of my troubles and trials, I'm just going to lift my hands and say hallelujah.
it's easy to say hallelujah when you got money in your pocket. But how about when you're broke? Can you still lift your hands and say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
It's all right to do it right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They didn't want to leave anyone out.
They called in, but they're not in the cube yet. I got three on here.
Hallelujah. We welcome them to press one, even to give a testimony. And I have to give a testimony that the Lord blessed me to even surprise my mother on her 84th birthday. That I even posted on Facebook when I was 100 miles away from the city of St. Louis, that I posted and said she doesn't even know I'm coming. So I picked up and I went to a bakery and I bought a small birthday cake, and I went to the supermarket and I bought items that I could go in and smother some potatoes, hallelujah, with onions, hallelujah, and cook a vegetable omelet and sit down and able to. She was so surprised.
All right. I would be surprised.
You thought about me come all this way just to spend this day with me. And she said she didn't want a party. We went out to eat that night. Hallelujah. She dressed up in her Sunday's best for the celebration.
I love it. I love
it. But that was on my heart to do. Sometimes your voice is okay in a card and all of that. But your presence, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It's just like when the Lord, we ask him to do something, and he just surprises us, hallelujah, and his spirit steps right in and let his presence be known. It's like a wipeout. It's a flooding of our hearts. So she said,
on,
you made me happy on the inside. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. So I pray that gives her a boost and a determination to go on and go forward, that she knows that her son loves her and will go the mile, the distance of the miles. It doesn't matter. Nothing's too much for me to do something for my mother. And just,
I know that's
it's the
right.
Little things
I know
that counts. It's the little things that count. It's not big. I do the big things too, but the little things. It was just on me. I said, I'm going. I didn't tell I'm coming to see you, but I told myself, I'm going home to see my mother for her birthday. So I take nothing for granted. I take nothing for granted. No pats on my back because he made the way possible. He took me all the way, 980 miles from here, all the way to her house, right in front of her house. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord that
and
he took me
you
all
back.
The way and brought me all the way back. Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I thank the Lord for that. Taking nothing for granted. Hallelujah. 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 There are many mothers that's gone on. Hallelujah. But I'm still honoring my mother. I'm glad she's in the land of the living so I can honor her.
Mm-hmm,
hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a promise that comes along with that, that we honor our father and our mother, that our days may be long upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to live to be an old man.
I know that's right.
Hallelujah. Because I honor her. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And she
is
she said, I am happy. Because it's not, she said, I don't need anything. May need some strength, and she said, that comes from God. But sometimes we have to let each other know that we need each other. I need you, and you need me. Hallelujah. So I thank the Lord for that, that he, I asked, I had the sincere desire. Hallelujah. And don't you know every time you get ready to make a step or whatever your desires are, the enemy still tries to come and try to circumvent that. There are five people that, like, are trying to stop me. They're asking for money. You know, the devil will try to come and eat your seed up, you know, to stop me from getting. I say, oh, no, I'm not handling anybody's emergencies. No, I have to get home to see my mother and have to have money while I'm there. Hallelujah. And I have to give money while I'm there. Hallelujah.
All
and
right.
Then I have to come home. So I don't, you have to watch what spirit is in operation. Anyway,
all
try
right.
to come to eat
oh,
up
Bishop,
the seed.
Teach, teach.
We can't
teach,
give our all. And the devil will send some to even try to get to circumvent
you better,
what the plan
you
is from the desires of your
that.
Heart. I say, oh, no, look at this. This is a spirit.
Always trying
and
to block
I recognize
them.
Those spirits that try to come and try to play on your heart. I say, oh, no, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I'm going all the way home. Five calls on the interstate. I have an emergency. I mean, these I don't even know them that well. You're asking me for money? That's amazing.
But
I will put the devil on blast. I know that's a spirit. I don't care what their desires are. I'm going to see about my mother. You know, that's a spirit. Whenever someone is trying to do something to move forward, the enemy will come in. The Bible says where there's good, evil is always present. So I thank God that I can recognize and use wisdom. The Bible says be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. See, everybody focus on the harmless as a dove, but they'll never think about being wise as a serpent.
I know that's right.
That we are snakes, but we have to think on all sides. Hallelujah. Wisdom is a weighing thing. Well, we have to weigh on both sides. Hallelujah. We have to do the wisest thing. We have to choose to do the wisest thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't mean any harm to anybody. I'm human. As well, I just want to teach somebody, whenever you're trying to do good, evil is always present. But keep doing good and push past those things that are evil and that's trying to distract you. Someone's being distracted for what their plans are. Goodness and mercy lies forever, but don't destroy your seed and get away your ideas for someone else. You have a mission to do. I'm talking to some parents. Hallelujah. I don't know specifically who I'm talking to, but we must not even allow our children to destroy our plans of what the Lord has for us to do or destroy the desires within our hearts so someone could mercifully play their game, mercilessly play their games and get your seed and steal what your blessing is. That's we blessed that we may be a blessing. And my mother's, me coming home was a blessing to her. And I wasn't going to let anybody stop that. Because we have to be made to feel good on the inside. Hallelujah. I'm just speaking words of wisdom tonight. You know, we keep.
I love it. I love it. I'm learning.
Hallelujah. When we are showing you know, when we show attention, my mother's at home. She can cook for herself. She can do light things at home. She can't do too much for us around the house. We'll hear longer when we show them some attention. They stay
longer. You better
come on. Longer.
Come on, Bishop.
They
come
stay
on,
longer. Because of the stimulation. We need human stimulation. Our minds need to be stimulated. We need conversation. Hallelujah. We need presence. There are families that drop people off at the nursing home, retirement homes, and they don't come back for years. They go on and live their life, and then their families give up because they feel as though no one loves them. But I have to honor my mother while she's alive. I have to honor her. That's my duty, to honor her. And to make her feel good, and that she's needed, and that she's wanted, and she's appreciated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes our presence is what someone needs. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Your presence is more powerful than a gift.
Come on.
Your gift
Come on,
is the present. Material things, they pass away, fade away, break, and they collect dust. But when your presence, when you're around, you're showing that you care, you show that you have love, hallelujah, that goes a long way. Someone that give them more determination to go on. We used to sing a song back in the day, I feel like going on, though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on, hallelujah.
Come
that's
on.
Through motivation. Hallelujah. It's external motivation that I the Lord took me all the way home and brought me all the way back. That gave her a boost, and she's still laughing. I said, I got you, didn't I? She said, yes, you did. You accomplished what you set out to do. Hallelujah. And she said, it made me glad. So that's a boost. I can stick my chest out on that. I made her glad just from me showing up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They need 200-300 people to have a birthday party. Just need
come
to
on, Bishop. Come on with it.
Show the concern. That's what we need to do. We got Diana Ross used to sing a song, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Hallelujah. We must not fail. Look at what the devil is trying to do. Keep us separated even by way of technology. Technology is keeping us together, but yet separated by the hearts.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
anyone is concerned. They act like it, but then they will show no sign. Hallelujah. Families
go
through situations of being faced with terminal illnesses, and then our people, we got people that they just want to know what's going on, but they will not even help. They will not even give $20 or $25 to help them towards any expenses and this actively goes on. We have to lean towards charities. We won't even help each other. And that's sad. That is very sad. Oh, that's very sad. And the media has nothing to do with it. Social media has something to do with it. When people are voyeuristic, they'll look and then they'll be innocent bystanders. Jesus gave a parable about a man that was on the Jericho Road. The priest passed him by with his entourage because he never traveled by himself. The Levite, he had his servants with him, his assistants with him. They passed him by. But then here comes a half-breed Samaritan who come by and tend to the man's wound, put him up in a lodge, pay for the lodging, and told him, I will pay for whatever his needs are. And then Jesus asked, which one of these was the brother, was a true brother. So we must have brotherly, sisterly love in our hearts. We have to have love for one another. We can't be innocent bystanders and be caught up into our daily lives. So what if something happens to us? Then we would want someone to have mercy upon us. Don't forget to reach out to those, especially our seniors and those that are alone, live alone, or anybody, nothing has to be wrong. Just reach out and touch their hearts. Let them know, let somebody know that you love them and that you're thinking about them more so. Show some signs. Show them more so than telling them. Hallelujah. Just an example. It's no pat on my back, but it's very important. It keep us here a little while longer. Someone needs to be encouraged tonight by what I'm saying. Hallelujah. So lift up your head. The Lord will send someone by to encourage your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
He favors me. Hallelujah. Every now and again, hallelujah, he'll show, hallelujah, himself strong in a situation that I know that no one can do it but him. Hallelujah. So I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for favoring me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So don't forget to reach out and touch someone and sit with them a little while, spend some time with them. It's okay to make a phone call. It's okay to make a text. But your presence is more powerful than both of those. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your presence, showing that you care, showing your love, is better than telling it any day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any callers on the line, anyone want special prayer? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know we're following stuff on the news and all, but we can do nothing about what's going on in Baltimore or any other city in the United States. Over 338 deaths given by offenses by police officers of people who are just seemingly innocent. Young man riding his bike, and they said suspicious behavior, and he ended up dead. They broke his leg before they even put him in the paddy wagon.
Come on, Bishop.
And he ended up dead upon arrival, died a week later after being beaten, spine severed in three places. Took him out of here. We need healing. That's a spirit. That's a spirit. We pray against that spirit that's all, that spirit of hate. It's in the heart of police officers. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Thinking, hallelujah, taking nothing for granted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for victory right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to wake up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We get more done when we get the laws changed and we get those people out of office that we vote in that doesn't do anything.
Come on, Bishop.
We'll get a lot done. We're voting the wrong people, putting the wrong people into the office, in offices that does not change the land or the law. The law of the land, rather. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you give us a song of meditation? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I got this one that you had asked for. You know, Bishop, I want to tell everybody out there for the non-believers that I had some problems with my insurance and my job. And you prayed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You prayed. And you say it's going to be all reinstated. And you say, but I see a different name on it. And I want you to know that they reinstated it, and it was a different name. It had to go into a different name for that month of April. And on the 1st of May, it'll go back to the Blue Cross Blue Shield, but it had to go into a different name, just like you said. It might not mean nothing to nobody else, but it worked out for me, just like you said, just like you said. And I'm holding on. Because when you have a man of God, a prophet, a shown up prophet, I mean, it came out just like the next day, just like you said that on, I'm sorry, you said it on Tuesday, and on Thursday it came out just like you said it, just like you said it. And then they could send me my papers from Blue Cross that it be reinstated, like you said, reinstated on the 1st of May. And I just want everybody to know that it might not sound like a big thing to them, but it's a big thing to me to know that I know John 3:33 states, he that has received his testimony has said to his seal that God is true. And I know God is true, and I know God is working through you. I really do appreciate
it. Thank you, Lord.
And I know that if you told me that and it worked out, I knew everything else that you're saying from God is going to come.
Amen. I can only say that what the Spirit gives to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard as a child, if prophecy takes 50 years to come, the Word of God will stand. Hallelujah. The Lord said it. That settles it. Hallelujah, and I believe it. That's all that I stand on is what the Spirit
Amen.
Of the Lord says. So
glory
we thank God for the
record.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So hallelujah. We trust it for one thing. You trust it for all.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Bishop.
That keeps the door
hallelujah.
Open when we testify.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the
I don't care what nobody. I'ma hold on.
Yeah.
I'ma hold on.
Hallelujah.
I mean,
yes.
I might be going through something, but I'ma hold on because what you told me, if that came to pass, I know everything else you told me gonna come. I got something to hold on to, Bishop. You gave me something. You gave me something to hold on to.
Well,
hallelujah. Thank
to
you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We
thank
you for it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
When
thank
something,
you,
I was into a contract, and the man never sent it. He told me, be here Thursday, Johnson. Be here Thursday, you know. So I called him, and he never called me back. And I said, God, that wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. I told the band. I said it wasn't for us. I said, but y'all hold on. Just hold on and keep praying. I didn't told my band. I said, y'all just hold on and pray. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know that he's a way maker because he's the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, I am the way. The truth and the life. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I am the
way. That's it.
The truth and the life. That's enough right there. We don't have to worry about a way being made. He's the way.
That's right.
That's what I would often say in my own phraseology. Don't wonder about the wonder worker working the wonder. Just let the wonder
worker. I love that.
Work. He's the way.
Hmm.
Hallelujah. He's the way. No other way.
Say that again, Bishop.
Don't worry about the wonder worker working the wonder. Just let the wonder worker work. Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said just like I said, I say just like the Lord told me. Hallelujah. It's what he said. Thank you, Jesus. Just the word that I use is what was revealed. Reinstatement. Under another name, but you still got reinstated. Look at God.
Oh, I love you. I love you, Lord. Yes, I got reinstated. They reinstated me back to Blue Cross. But last month, we were under another insurance, some kind of other insurance they had, you know, because it's like a Cobra type of insurance. But on the first, that'll drop, and I go right back to Blue Cross, and Blue Cross send me a thing, say everything is all right. It's going to be the same. No numbers changing, no nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about the wonder worker working the wonder. I'm not going to even wonder about it no more. I told my testimony so that you all that's in the cube, you can surely come. I have a number that I have a couple of numbers here. One got like 10 zeros, one got 10 ones. You know, they trying to hide their number, but it's all right. That's all right, because you're calling every week. You're getting something from it in my chat room. If you don't want to say anything, I just thank God that y'all on, because my numbers are going. My numbers are going, and I praise God for you. I thank God for you. Every night that you call in, on Monday night, Lady Night, on Tuesday night, you know, with the praying prophet, on Wednesday night with Keys to the Blessed Life, and on Friday night for the open mic, we thank you. We thank you for half of y'all. We'll say something, but you know what? Don't let it be too late. Because your testimony is a blessing for somebody else.
Amen. That's right. That's all true.
And speaking of your mother, she had came on with you the first night, and she had said something to me. And what she said when she prophesied, she just came in prophesying. And it worked out. Thank you, God. It worked out just like, and she sounds so much like my mama talking to me, you know, and it just did something to me, just really did something to me. And I am so grateful that you know, you a seed. So you can't go wrong. You a seed. You a seed. You
I
can't
don't
go wrong.
Wrong.
A seed, you know. You know, people don't believe. They want to see what's going on, but I'm here to let you know that he's a seed. He's hallelujah! Thank you, thank you, thank you. He's a seed, y'all. I love you, Bishop. I love you.
Love you too. Hallelujah.
I don't understand sometimes people when stuff is free, but they want to get in a line and bring hundreds of dollars and ain't getting nothing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank the Lord for those that are just listening. Hallelujah. I'm not a spectator. Hallelujah. I'm a participant. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Maybe they want someone. I wouldn't selfishly wait thinking that there's a word for me, there's a word for me. If we get in the word, then we have the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But someone may need prayer. This is a prayer line tonight. It calls for prayer and edification. Hallelujah. If the Spirit says something to me, hallelujah, even for asking for prayer, I will share what the Lord has to say. But if I don't hear your voice, I can't adhere to what your needs are. Hallelujah. We're asking you to participate. We can't go further. I can call your name out if the Lord give it to me. but I don't conjure up anything. He knows our names. Hallelujah. When he calls us, he calls us by our names. Hallelujah. But I thank the Lord even for the opportunity. Hallelujah. Those that's listening, those just curiosity seekers, they just call to hear the music. For whatever the need may be, they just may be. Well, I called in the last time. Sometimes we had to wear it out. Hallelujah. I'd be trying to get all I can get. They say, oh, they called.
I know, that's right. Me too, Bishop.
At least somebody's calling. At least somebody will call in. Just press 1. Hallelujah. Unmute your phone and dial 1 so you can be in queue. Hallelujah. So that we can hear your voice and let you know. Give us the encouragement that whatever you're hearing, that your heart may be lightened today. You just may need someone to touch and agree with you. You may have someone that, you know, that we're standing proxy for, that, you know, you could be standing in proxy for someone that needs prayer, healing, deliverance, or whatever that the Lord may touch, heal, deliver. Hallelujah. Their situation, you know, change things. Prayer changes things, and prayer changes people who can change things. Someone may need an opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. They may need a job. They may need favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whether even somebody coming, getting an unexpected check in the mail. Don't you know the mailman's bringing it? It's not a robot.
I need it all, Bishop. I ain't ashamed to tell nobody. I need a miracle with this contract. I need a miracle.
Well, I would seek favor over the contract instead of the miracle. Hallelujah, because the miracle is for someone who does not believe. But you're a believer.
Yes, sir.
So you need the favor. Hallelujah.
Favor.
The favor of the blood. Favor solves problems. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it solves generational problems. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not only with you, but your children. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it'll go further than what am I?
It is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it
thank
is.
You, Jesus.
Family.
Hallelujah.
I didn't even tell you. It's for me and my family. Yes, it is. Me and my two boys. Yes. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. We thank God. Hallelujah, for his favor, touching and agreeing right now. Oh, we call it to be done with specifications that's in her favor, in the mighty name of Jesus, that she will agree upon. Oh, God, thank you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless you, deliver. Set free right now, that the resources come together and the agreement be settled in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Oh, we speak against and bind every hindering force right now in the name of Jesus. Say, the Lord rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Prosperity right now. A growth and advancement in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your will be done. Hallelujah. It is so. It is so. Yes, it is. It is so. Hallelujah.
Thank you for it already, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord Jesus.
We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
We call it done. We touch and agree right now. In Jesus
right now.
Name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord says, just relax. Stay calm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He keep you in perfect peace. The perfect peace is the peace. Peace is a double portion of peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where it says, be calm. That's our English translation for that. Hallelujah. I think it's Isaiah 45. We keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Perfect peace. The peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. You be calm. Hallelujah. It's shining in a calmly fashion. Hallelujah. You won't be nervous about it. Hallelujah. Because we're trusting in God. It's about trusting him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Trust him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Feel like going on. Glory.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my favor. Thank you for giving me favor, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you. You know, Bishop, I wanted to ask you, I've been feeling my mother's spirit around me so much, and I don't know what it means, you know. And I ain't never did that.
All right. Well, that's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes the Lord will remind us that things are going on, they're looking this way. Hallelujah. Being favored. Hallelujah. Look this way, that be favored. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is everywhere. Hallelujah. She's in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So if she's within, hallelujah, that's possible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is very possible. Looking this way and smiling.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my.
Two other people hung up.
That's okay. We thank the Lord for them stopping by.
We got 2 minutes.
People are looking for crowds and they're looking for entertainment. They're not seeking the Lord. They're just looking for entertainment. And then you know, that's voyeurism. Hallelujah. Looking for in a spirit of spectatorship. They're not, and very few people have prayer lines differently, and everybody on the phone speaking in tongues and all. I have nothing against that. But when you're with one accord, some people don't want to voice concerns.
Amen.
This is the platform where they can. Someone may be frustrated, but God can answer anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And some of them that are doing their little prayer lines, that's okay. Hallelujah. My thing is to make an impact. I have nothing against what someone else is doing. Just keep doing it. Be consistent and keep doing it. That's all I say. Keep doing it.
Amen. Bishop, we will be back next week. The same place, the same time. Praying and letting God use you. We want to thank you again for tuning in to the Praying Prophet, Bishop Edward Newman. We love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.